Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivethics. I am Dr. Lele Barisibo, a public health specialist with over 10 years experience in infectious disease control in West Africa. I now serve the good people of River State as the program manager of River State HIV/AIDS and sexually transmitted infections control program in the River State Ministry of Health. I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of Rivethics.
Distinguished people of River State, I bring you greetings today and welcome you to another episode of Rivethics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Remember that there is much truth in the saying that ignorance is a disease, for the simple reason that lots of diseases are caused by ignorance on the part of the victims. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Hepatitis Day, which comes up today, Saturday, the 28th of July. In order to achieve the hepatitis global elimination goal by the year 2030, low coverage of testing and treatment has been identified by the World Health Organization as the most important gap to be addressed this year. This is more so considering that more than 60% of liver cancer cases are due to late testing and treatment of viral hepatitis B and C infections, leading to 1.34 million deaths every year. And statistics show that 325 million people are living with chronic viral hepatitis B and C infections worldwide. The World Health Organization's message to the world on this World Hepatitis Day is tenfold. Let us take them to heart and respond appropriately. They are as follows. Number 1. Viral hepatitis B and C are major health challenges. Number 2. Viral hepatitis B and C are root causes of liver cancer. Number 3. Timely testing and treatment of viral hepatitis B and C can save lives. 4. Viral hepatitis causes debilitating diseases and also places a huge economic burden on families. Number 5. Viral hepatitis has become a major killer due to a lack of global attention. Number 6. Over the past 15 years, more and more people have been dying of viral hepatitis. Number 7. At the same time, people are becoming newly infected with hepatitis. Number 8. Hepatitis attacks the most vulnerable in society. Number 9. Hepatitis can be prevented, diagnosed, treated, and even cured. And number 10. You can help eliminate hepatitis by undergoing a test and spreading this message. It deserves mentioning again that timely testing and treatment of viral hepatitis B and C leads to cure and saves lives. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he sheds more light on this subject. He is Dr. Lili Barisibo, a program manager, public health specialist, and infectious disease expert in the River State Ministry of Health. Please enjoy the episode and do remember to put the lessons learned to good use. Our dear Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is River Ethics on Radio, and I am Dr. Lele Barisibo, your host for today. I will be speaking on the World Hepatitis Day 2018. World Hepatitis Day takes place every 28th day of July. It is a day set aside by the World Health Organization to remind ourselves of our expectations towards the control of hepatitis. This year's theme, as designated by the World Health Organization, is Test, Treat Hepatitis. It is a reminder that we have to support scale up of hepatitis prevention and also to showcase best practices in universal health coverage for hepatitis services. And of course, we're encouraged to also improve funding and partnership in the fight against hepatitis. For us to do all this, it is important that I remind us about hepatitis, its management, prevention, and of course, what we are doing in government to control hepatitis. Hepatitis simply means the inflammation of the liver. It can be caused by such things as bacteria, viruses, misuse of alcohol. But the major public health burden about hepatitis is the causes arising from certain viruses that we call viral hepatitis agents. And so, that is a major public health burden that the World Health Organization is talking about. Therefore, today, we are going to narrow down and concentrate on viral hepatitis. There are a group of viruses that causes viral hepatitis. It's hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E. It is a major public health problem globally. The World Health Organization has said that 1 in 12 persons worldwide is living with viral hepatitis, and approximately 480 million persons worldwide are infected with hepatitis B or hepatitis C virus. Sadly, 500,000 to 700,000 persons die annually as a result of hepatitis B viral infection. And also, the World Health Organization has said that more than 250,000 people are estimated to die from hepatitis C virus-related liver diseases each year. An estimated 57% of cases of liver cirrhosis and 78% of cases of primary liver cell carcinoma result from hepatitis B virus infection and hepatitis C virus infection. In a study that was carried out by the Federal Ministry of Health in Nigeria in 2016, has estimated that about 19 million persons are living with hepatitis B virus in Nigeria, and also about 3.9 million persons are living with hepatitis C virus in the country. Therefore, for us to continue, I will say just a little bit on some features of hepatitis A virus. This virus is present in the feces of infected persons and is most often transmitted through consumption of contaminated water or food. Certain unsafe sex practices also can also spread hepatitis A virus. Even if infection with hepatitis A virus in most cases is usually mild, persons usually make full recovery, and then after the recovery, they remain immune to further infections with hepatitis A. For hepatitis B virus, it can be transmitted through exposure to infectious body fluids like blood, semen, and others. Also, mothers that are infected with hepatitis B can also give the virus to their unborn child. Hepatitis B can also be gotten from unsafe blood transfusion. And of course, healthcare workers are at great risk to infection from hepatitis B, most usually through accidental needle stick injuries while they are caring for their hepatitis B patients. Hepatitis C is mostly transmitted through exposure to infectious blood, and of course, sexual transmission is also possible. Hepatitis D virus are only transmitted in persons already infected with hepatitis B virus. And of course, you will agree that dual infection with hepatitis D virus and hepatitis B virus can result in a more serious disease and a worse outcome. Hepatitis E virus is transmitted through consumption of contaminated water or food. It is a common cause of hepatitis outbreaks in developing parts of the world, which our country, Nigeria, is part of. So you can see that most often, avoidance of infection with viral hepatitis lies in our hands, because infection with the various ranges of viruses can occur due to our day-to-day activities. And so, it is a good reminder that we must look at our sex practices again, how we protect ourselves. We must look at our personal hygiene, what we eat, our surroundings, The World Health Organization has also canvassed that we must not just leave control of viral hepatitis with just these things I've mentioned. We must also come together to see how we can form partnership, to see how we can pull funding for the control of viral hepatitis. We have also been encouraged on how to build our capacity on basic knowledges. Talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, talk to our brothers, create the awareness on how prevalent hepatitis is among us, so that in doing this, we will be able to stop further spread of hepatitis in our various communities. Let us go on a short break. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Dr. Lele Barisibo, your host for today. I have been speaking on the theme, Test, Treat Hepatitis, which is the World Health Organization theme for Hepatitis Day 2018. It is important for me to also remind us about the risk factors for viral hepatitis. Firstly, I wish to talk on risk factors for hepatitis A and hepatitis E. Poor sanitary habits, such as not washing your hands after using the restroom or changing diapers, can lead to transmission of hepatitis A and hepatitis E. Drinking of unsafe or unclean water can also lead to infection with hepatitis A and E. Also important is the practice of having unprotected sexual intercourse with somebody who is infected with hepatitis A, and of course illicit drug use, which can alter our good sense of thinking and will encourage us to indulge in certain practices that we are not supposed to indulge in if we are actually working or acting in our clear senses. Hepatitis B, C and D also have their own risk factors. Studies have shown that persons that are HIV positive are at the risk of contracting hepatitis B, C and D because originally the immune system is compromised, and this can lead to infection with a barrage of other illnesses, including hepatitis B, C and D. People who inject drugs, because when they are high, there's a possibility that they can share needles. And when they do that, if somebody in that cell there is already infected with hepatitis B, C or D, that person can transmit the virus to their cell members. And also men who have sex with men, because the anus is not naturally meant for that purpose, it is prone to easy abrasion, and when this act is carried out, there is a possibility that the persons can get infected with hepatitis B, C or D. Like I also mentioned in the earlier cases, transfusion with improperly screened blood or blood products can lead to infection with hepatitis B. And of course, somebody that is undergoing some certain medical procedures, including immunosuppressive or cytotoxic therapy. By this, I mean that possibly persons that are being treated for cancer and have to take some drugs that will depress their immune system are at the risk of getting infected with hepatitis B, C, or D. Some certain patients also that have renal challenges that are made to undergo hemodialysis are also at the risk of contracting hepatitis B, C or D. And infants also born to mothers that are positive for hepatitis C. Again, workers in the healthcare setting who from time to time will have to play around with body fluids from patients that may be infected with these viruses are at great risk. It will not be complete if I don't mention today that female sex workers are also at great risk because of the number of partners that they have to change day to day, and also the fact that most times they are induced with financial benefits to have unprotected intercourse. And the question now is, how do we know if we are infected with viral hepatitis? Some cases of viral hepatitis does not show any symptom or any sign. So you can see that persons may be infected and they will be going about with their day-to-day activities without knowing that they are already infected. and there's a possibility that they can also transmit the virus to persons that are interacting with them in the ways that I've mentioned. But some of the persons that are infected with viral hepatitis can show yellowness of the skin or eyes. They may also pass dark urine. Some of them might have abdominal pain, even nausea and even diarrhea. And of course, some might feel fatigued and they may not really know why they are fatigued. In some cases, there's loss of appetite and even headache. You agree with me that most of these symptoms are symptoms of other infectious diseases also. So the question now comes that how am I sure that these symptoms I'm having or these signs that are being elicited are due to viral hepatitis? The only one way to be sure and the only one way to take care of your health is to assess a medical doctor in a healthcare facility. When you arrive at a healthcare facility, the medical doctor will physically examine you and carry out some other laboratory investigations. At the Braithwaite Memorial Specialist Hospital, with support from some of our development partners that are internationally based, we have been able to secure subsidized prices for screening for hepatitis C virus. And so it is important that when you feel most of these symptoms that I've mentioned before, get to a healthcare facility and seek care from a medical practitioner. And then it is also important that somebody that has already been diagnosed with viral hepatitis need a lot of bed rest. The person must abstain from alcohol and must take the medications that have been given by the doctor to help relieve symptoms. Because after proper diagnosis, the doctor is going to administer some antiviral drugs that will help the patient to get back on his or her feet. However, most infected persons with hepatitis A and E will get well on their own after a few weeks when the body immune system is able to overcome the virus. But for hepatitis B and C, they must be treated with antiviral drugs over a long period of time. In advanced medical settings, persons with liver failure that is caused by hepatitis B or C or D infection can actually undergo liver transplant in order to get back their healthy status. So most importantly, when we have those symptoms, those feeling of unwell, it is important that we go to a healthcare facility and see a doctor. Trying to patronize quacks or even just going to pharmacies to get drugs is not enough. It is a bad practice, and those are the things that will lead to continuous spread of viral hepatitis. Let us take a break and we'll be back soon.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the
be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. Let us look at the various ways that we can prevent transmission of viral hepatitis. It is important to create awareness about viral hepatitis, and that is why the World Health Organization slated July 28th of every year for awareness creation and also for advocacy to individuals, to non-governmental organizations, to governmental organizations, and to opinion leaders on the need to create awareness on this public health body called hepatitis. And that is what we are also doing here now on RiverEthics in a bid to achieve some level of behavioral change communication so that we can also assist in the prevention of transmission of viral hepatitis. Knowing that hepatitis itself is not caused only by infection with certain viruses as I've mentioned, alcohol abuse may also be a cause. And so we are advising that persons should actually stop misuse of alcohol, because alcohol taking over a long period of time in certain harmful quantities can also lead to hepatitis. Outside awareness creation, it is important that we advocate too for persons that have the will and the power to support the partnership building in the testing and also in the treatment of viral hepatitis. Outside advocacy and awareness, vaccination is key in the prevention of viral hepatitis. Let us look at vaccination against hepatitis A. It is important that persons that are living or that travel or that work in countries with high or intermediate hepatitis A presence or prevalence, which Nigeria is one of them, should seek for hepatitis A vaccination. People who inject drugs, but I mentioned as illicit drug users also, which of course is a crime in the country, also needs hepatitis A vaccination. Certain persons that work in medical laboratories, either for diagnosis or research purposes, also need hepatitis A vaccination. And of course, persons that have chronic liver diseases, with the discretion of their managing doctor, can also be given hepatitis A vaccination. And so, who are the persons that need vaccination against hepatitis B virus? Persons that are HIV positive need this because their immune system is already compromised, and therefore they need this vaccination to prevent them from contracting hepatitis B. The same thing happens in the case of healthcare and public safety workers that are at risk to exposure to blood or blood contaminated and body fluids. They also need hepatitis B vaccination. And of course, persons that are living with diabetes mellitus on the clinical decision of their doctors can also be given hepatitis B vaccination because they also have some level of immunosuppression also. And then people that have kidney challenges that may need to undergo pre-dialysis care or even hemodialysis or peritoneal dialysis are also encouraged to get vaccinated with hepatitis B vaccine. Currently worldwide now, there is availability of hepatitis A and hepatitis B vaccine. However, the vaccine for hepatitis E is currently being developed and have not been pushed to the healthcare market. So, experts in the world have come up with guided schedule of how these vaccines can be taken. For hepatitis A, all that is required is just a two-dose series of single antigen hepatitis A vaccine. The most common one around now is Havrix, which is taken first, and then the second dose is taken after 6 to 12 months. For hepatitis B, it is taken in a three-dose series. First of all, it is taken first, and then the second dose is taken after 1 month, and the last dose is taken after 3 months. There's also provision for a combination of these vaccines for the comfort of the patient, where hepatitis A and hepatitis B vaccine can be taken together. This vaccine is called Hep A and Hep B, where it is taken first. The first dose is taken, and then the second dose is taken after 1 month, and the last dose is taken after 6 months. Also, the country has provided for hepatitis B vaccination in the National Program of Immunization free of charge. And so mothers are encouraged to access healthcare facilities to vaccinate their newborn ones against hepatitis B. Still going back to prevention of viral hepatitis, let me also remind us that before we allow the transfusion of any blood or blood products, the product must be screened for hepatitis B and C to prevent transmission of these viruses. And of course, we must indulge in safe injection practices like I have mentioned before. Looking at our background in Africa, we must ensure that we practice safe sex, which also includes minimizing the number of partners that we have and also the use of barrier protective measures like condoms. For those of us that are working in the healthcare setting, it is important that we must always practice universal safety precaution. We must put on our protective equipment each time we want to attend to clients. Most importantly, personal hygiene. The World Health Organization has said that simple hand washing when we use the toilet or we touched body fluids can help us to prevent so many diseases and so many infections, including viral hepatitis. And of course, we must always learn to cover our foods and ensure that we drink safe water. So I will now move on to tell us about what government is doing to support the prevention of transmission of viral hepatitis. There has been massive awareness creation in every fora that the program technical officers have found themselves, including what we are doing here today. As part of the strategy in River State also, we've looked at how infrastructure can also help us in preventing viral hepatitis. That is why we are grateful to His Excellency Chief Barrister Nyesom Wike for upgrading secondary healthcare facilities in the state, and of course the Braithwaite Memorial Specialist Hospital, and also equipping these centers, because you will agree with me that the comfort of healthcare workers is important for them to offer good services. And of course, equipping also is very, very important for the various diagnoses that we need to make in the healthcare setting. We cannot also thank him more for supporting the United States Agency for International Development to establish a PCR lab machine at BMSH. With this PCR laboratory, we've been able to do actual viral count of hepatitis C for the cases that we are managing. As part of our strategy also in the control program is capacity building. Lots of training on viral hepatitis management has been going on among healthcare workers. And also, most importantly, is the fact that His Excellency has also approved residency training grants for doctors that are hoping to specialize in the service of River State. We do hope that in the next few years, we are going to have more gastroenterologists that are going to help the state in managing cases of viral hepatitis. We now have a partnership with some development partners to subsidize screening and vaccination for patients in the state. And of course, also the proposed novel health insurance scheme, RIFCHIP, that will soon be signed into law, also has management of viral hepatitis as part of the benefit package. With all these strategies, we do hope that we will be able to continue to control viral hepatitis in River State. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, a community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.